And welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. It is the last Friday before the elections. We're going to get to the political comings and goings. We'll talk about the state of the race here, John. We're going to make some predictions before Tuesday.
Yes, we are.
And stick around after the first of the hour. We're going to educate John about birds. But, John, first, let's talk about what's going on in politics. It was earlier this week that President Biden, in an interview, misspoke. When referring to questions about the joke that was made at the Madison Square Garden rally,
offensive Puerto Rican
Ricans being trash, the president indicated that the only thing trash were people supporting Donald Trump. He went and later tried to correct it, saying whatever. Obviously, a Biden moment. The Republicans have capitalized on it to the point where Donald Trump had a trash truck there on the tarmac, and he drove around in circles to make the point that, well, he's not trash. Boy, they're really grasping for something, aren't they?
No, I mean, it was a, you know, Biden, he can't help himself, you know, the poor guy. And here he is, his relevance has faded, obviously, not running for president. And but he stepped in it here, and Donald Trump and the campaign took advantage of it. And, you know, I do think the folks that are doing the Trump campaign, they had the McDonald's deal a week or so ago that I think went over fairly well. Now they've got Donald Trump in a garbage truck wearing a orange vest.
Quite fitting.
I think, you know, they're trying to cash in on the optics there.
Yeah, well, at the same time, people are able to move on from that, ho-hum, that's just normal behavior. Donald Trump, he said last night that he believes Congressman Cheney should be put before a firing squad, essentially, have nine barrels pointed at her. I just don't know what's going on with this man, where there's nothing he can say that's too far or too inappropriate.
That is correct.
There is nothing he can do. And I think the faux outrage that comes from when Joe Biden messes up and says something and clarifies it, and Donald Trump, who says something like Liz Cheney ought to be put before a firing squad and double down on it. What's going on? How is Donald Trump able to get away with that?
Well, because he does. And, you know, his supporters, it doesn't bother them. And in the context of what he was talking about there, he called Liz Cheney a warmonger. And that, you know, if she had to face a situation of war where all these guns are pointed at her, you know, she might think differently. That's what he intended to connote there.
But the intention of the president was lost too. When they,
right.
You know, yeah.
Exactly. And look, in so many regards, Donald Trump is his own worst enemy. And the fact that a lot of people out there cannot vote for him, cannot bring themselves to vote for him, even though they disagree with the policies of Kamala Harris, well, that's all been driven by Donald Trump. Now, I still think he's going to win the election. But I think it's going to be quite close, and I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't win, but I still think he wins.
The most concerning thing for me as a Democrat in this election, supporting the vice president, has been the trajectory of this race over the last 3 weeks, John. We saw Vice President Harris have a real bump coming out of her convention. She rode that high for a while, but slowly the numbers trickled down a little bit to back to a 50-50 race. It took some time. Some of the polls then started to sink just below the margin of error. Everything was in that margin of error, just below her losing, less than a percent. And so let's play some battleground bingo.
All right.
We've seen the trajectory change in a couple of states. Is it too little, too late? Arizona, John Hancock.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is up 2.3%.
Yeah, he's going to win Arizona.
Nevada, he is up 1%. Wisconsin, which last week was going the way of Donald Trump, is now about a half a percent towards Vice President Harris. Same thing in Michigan, nearly a half percent going towards Harris. And then Pennsylvania, nearly a coin toss at just a fraction there for President Trump. North Carolina, Trump seems to be solid, and Georgia continues to grow. Who would you rather be right now?
So you're looking at the aggregation of polls that Real Clear Politics does, and Michigan and Wisconsin were in the Trump camp last week. Now they're in the Harris camp. All of those margins are very narrow. I'd rather be Donald Trump. I mean, he's up at this point, and you know, Pennsylvania is going to be interesting. The thing to keep an eye on election night is the turnout levels. If this is record turnout, then I think Harris wins. If it's not, and we've seen record early voting turnout, but we don't know what that portends about Election Day voting. And we won't know that until the votes are all out there and tabulated. But if it's anything that approaches record high historic turnout, Harris is going to win. If it's a traditional, typical presidential turnout, I think Trump wins.
Do you think all the marbles are in Pennsylvania for Harris?
They are right now, yeah. Yeah, and you know, if one of Wisconsin or Michigan goes for Trump, then I think we'll know that on election night, and then Pennsylvania won't matter.
You were quite critical of the Harris campaign when they chose Governor Walz, saying, hey, you're going to win Wisconsin. They were in a death match in Wisconsin as well, John. But you still think they should have picked Governor Shapiro?
Yeah, I think Pennsylvania would be done at this point if Josh Shapiro... Because he's popular in that state. And I think you'd be able to move, not a whole ton of voters, but there'd be a point or two or three even if Shapiro been placed on the ticket. And I think you'd be looking at Pennsylvania being in the bag for Kamala Harris. And if she loses Pennsylvania, it's going to cost her the election. And then ultimately the choice of Walz over Shapiro will have cost her the election.
All right, let's get into some state issues. We'll talk about state political candidates later, but the big focus right now is on amendments in the state of Missouri. Of course, you have Amendment 3, which is the abortion amendment.
Yep.
That's gone to the ballot. It's had a hefty sum of money been spent in support of it. And by the way, there's been a hefty sum of money here recently in opposition to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to the ballot. I think it passes handily, John. I think it's north of 54-55%. What do you see?
I think it's going to pass. I think it's going to be closer than that. But I do think, I mean, they've spent $26 million pushing it. And so, you know, we'll see. The late money, though, on the no side is interesting and could be impactful. And I do think it's going to result on tightening that margin quite a bit.
It may tighten it, but at the end of the day, there's people power and motivation on the supporter side of Amendment 3. I mean, they've been out there from signature gathering all the way through. They're at all the early polling places. They've shown what people power campaigns can do, and I think in this ruby red state, they're going to flip this antiquated law, which leads us to nearly every state around us has internet gambling, sports gambling here in Missouri, John. We are going to have that question on the ballot. For a while there were billionaire casinos were fighting with the billionaire owners over whether or not they would have a seat at the table. There was the commercials that were saying that this money wasn't going to education being funded by Caesars. Suddenly, 3 weeks from the election, there's a detente between these billionaires, and it's a one-sided argument right now. Was the damage done? I think it potentially is. I think this is going to be a really close race on election night.
I do too.
And I fear that when you have $15, $20 million spent on you, even if it stopped 2 weeks ago, the damage may be done.
It may be. They've pivoted. The pro side has pivoted on their message. They're not focusing exclusively on the fact that the money, quote, goes to education, unquote, which, you know, as a matter of messaging, I don't think it was particularly helpful for them. Now they're focusing on that, you know, they're using celebrity endorsements, Ozzie Smith. They're focusing on the fact that the two major newspapers of the state endorse this. They're focusing on the fact that 38 other states have this and most of our neighboring states have it and we're missing out. I think that's fundamentally a better message. We'll see if it prevails to get it over the line. You're right. I think it's going to be very close. And if, you know, if you had to push me to make a call on it, I think it goes down narrowly.
Yeah, it's just from experience, we know anytime you have that much money being spent in one of those contests, it's going to be really, really tough. All right, let's make our predictions on the White House before we check out of here and for the top of the hour and some news. I do believe Vice President Harris is going to win. Some people heard me speak earlier in the week where I started to believe that Donald Trump had a chance. I see the trajectory of this race has changed. I have confidence in the ground game the Democrats have put together. at the Republican ground game and that's being run by Elon Musk is untested in a race that 4 years ago was decided by thousands of votes. I think this one will as well. And I think the field game and the steady campaign that President Vice President Harris has run is going to be able to overcome this push from Donald Trump. What say you?
I think Donald Trump wins. I think he carries Pennsylvania. We probably won't know it for a couple of days. But I think he carries Pennsylvania. And if he happens to pick up one of either Michigan or Wisconsin and carries the other, you know, four battleground states that he's been consistently in the lead over the last 2 months, then it could be a pretty convincing electoral mandate.
I say the Republicans are going to take control of the United States Senate. It could be close, and it could come down to, a surprise state.
Yeah, there's going to be a surprise outcome somewhere on the Senate side, and it could be a Republican losing that she didn't expect. It could be a Democrat. I think I'd keep an eye on that Pennsylvania Senate race. There's been some real closure there, and it looks like Bob Casey may be in trouble.
Who holds the Senate?
Republicans by a seat.